minds here. Let us pray.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him. All right, praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Come praise the Lord, for he is good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Come join in love and brotherhood.
Bless him, Lord.
We'll hear the voice of the people celebrate wine.
Yes.
And we'll be blessed in the sun.
Bless you, brother.
So let us pray together. Pray together. Pray with the one who might it all.
Yes.
And let us sing together. Sing together. Pray and we'll rejoice.
Amen.
When the Spirit for your hand, respond to them and understand.
Yes,
we are going to storm on the storm outside the gate.
Bless him,
Lord. So let us pray together.
Yes.
Pray together. Sing together, sing together, pray and we'll rejoice.
Yes.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Oh, God is on our side. We have the strength to move the tide.
Bless him. Bless him, Lord.
So let us pray together.
Yes.
Pray together. Pray with one mighty voice. And let us sing together.
Yes.
Sing together.
Amen.
Pray and we'll rejoice.
Bless you, Lord.
When the angels sang for you and me.
Amen.
Flowers bloom in love.
asleep.
Bless the Lord.
Oh God. I think it's Linda Randall or something.
Dottie Rambo?
No. This song here, I love this song, and I'm gonna do this for Phyllis. She loves this song here.
Bless the Lord.
Blessings of the songs that they sing in here, but I get the most blessing out of what people write on this.
Amen, brother Ed.
Carolyn just sang that song, and Joanne wrote on there, "It won't be long until an angel will sing to me."
Bless the heart. Right. Amen.
No, that's true. What? It's a blessing to sit here watching all the people write on this.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
New song for Sharon. She's been after me for a few weeks.
All right. Keep it up, Sharon.
It's the hardest song in the world to do, but
bless
see what I got today.
Bless.
That's a good one.
You can do it.
Good job, Sharon. Some good singing. I look back there, I got my amen corner back there. Every preacher, always glad to see that, amen. Got my brother James Jr. back there, my amen corner, hallelujah. I see where Sister Carolyn's decorated a church up here. Said something about spring, and I'm agreeing with it. I can't wait till this Global warming gets here, amen. It's getting tired of getting up froze to death. Getting up, you know, and turning the heat on. Pouring another blanket on. But that was good singing, amen. Hallelujah. Enjoyed every bit of it. And Sister Joanne, she talked about it won't be long. She'd be hearing the angels singing. I've been by the bedside of a lot of people that graduated this life. And they were able to hear what I couldn't hear. They was able to see what I couldn't see. Brother Eric, they still ask me, can't you hear that singing? I said, I can't hear it. It ain't meant for me. But they could hear it. And I remember my dad reaching out. I said, what are you reaching for, Daddy? He said, can't you see that? I said, no, I can't see it, Daddy. He's reaching out. See, the Bible says we got eyes, but we see not, ears, we hear not. And right there at death's door, Stephen, as he was being stoned, he said, I see heaven open. I see Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Yeah?
Amen.
Right there at that exodus of this world.
Amen.
When the portals of heaven are open, hallelujah, on graduation day, we'll hear and see a lot of things. Amen.
Amen.
You can be opening up your Bibles to 2 Samuel chapter 23. I want y'all to know I was tempted beyond measure back there just a minute ago. I got solicited in that little kitchen back there. And Brother Donnie, he eat a brownie right in front of me. I'm talking about looked at me when he took a bite of it. And him, Brother Ed, they coerced me and I ended up eating a brownie. And one of them, I think it was a Rice Krispie treats with peanut butter and chocolate, and I'm ruined. I'm just telling you right now, they ruined me.
Amen.
But boy, it's worth it. It's good. Amen.
Amen.
I couldn't believe Donnie eat that brownie right in front of me. Like I'm going to sit there and watch him eat a brownie and not eat one myself. Amen. But good to see this many people here this morning.
Amen.
It's about twice more than what I was expected to be here.
Amen.
We got off our first Sunday night service last Sunday, and again I wasn't expecting that many people to be here.
Right.
I mean, I looked, we had I guess 12 or so for Sunday night.
Right.
Listen, I've been in big churches don't have that many on Sunday night.
Right.
But praise God, I thank the Lord for this many people being here today on this April the 3rd, Lord's Day Sunday morning. We're going to read two verses out of 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 11 and verse 12. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 11 and verse 12. And this is talking about David's mighty men. And this is one of his mighty men. And it says, after him was Shema, the son of Agi the Harite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop. There was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he, talking about Shema, stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. We're going to take them two verses today. Now I'm preaching a message today on a hill of beans. Bear with me and pray with me. Father, we thank you, Lord. Lord, for the opportunity to stand for your word. We thank you, Father, for this beautiful day you've given us to gather in your house. Father, we thank you, Lord, for these up before us, Father. We thank you, Lord, for what you put in my heart, Lord, concerning this message. Lord, I'm asking, Lord, your blessings upon Lord, the preaching today, thank you for your blessings upon the singing. Lord, we know your word says you inhabit the praises of your people, and your people were singing this morning, Lord, and we was enjoying it. And Lord, I know you was too. And Lord, I know Peter said, let every man minister as the Lord gives ability. We're asking, Lord, for your help in delivering this message. And we'll thank you, Lord, for whatever's done. And Lord, for all your praise and glory, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
A hill of beans. Now, for a priest today, has anybody, and you don't have to raise your hand, you don't have to groan or nothing. Have you ever heard this statement? It don't amount to a hill of beans.
I don't know.
Amen. It's not worth a hill of beans.
Yeah.
Right. I wouldn't give a hill of beans for that. Well, that depends on them pinto beans. I'm ready to fight right now, I'll tell you right now.
Amen.
I wouldn't be alone either. Brother Ed be right there with me, so let's go kick some butt.
Yeah.
I'm there. When it comes to pinto beans, cornbread, I'm ready to fight right now. Right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But these were lentils. Lentils is kind of like a pea. It is a bean, but I have to admit, pinto's probably my favorite bean, but I can go with just about any bean. So anytime you got a big kilo of soup beans and some cornbread, holler at old Brother Eddie. I'll come pay you a visit. We probably need to get together anyway.
Amen.
But some things are worth fighting for. But what we've read here is fighting for a hill of beans. And I guess I could throw this come on man in there. I don't know. But anyway, I worked with a man. Lord brought this to my remembrance. I'd actually forgot about it. I worked with a man, his name was Bo. That wasn't his real name. We just called him Bo. His last name was Buns. I don't think I ever really learned his first name, but we got to be good friends. He loved the Lord, and he knew I loved the Lord, and we had something in common. The Bible said how to do well together, something to be in agreement.
Amen.
We sat up there in the cafeteria, and we talked about the Lord. We talked about the things of God. We shared things from the Bible and our little life experiences, stuff like that. But Bo, he weighed about 270. And let's put it this way, I looked up at him. I'm talking about he was a big guy.
Amen.
And he was very intimidated. He even told me himself, most people won't look me in the eye. And the only reason I looked him in the eyes, I'm used to looking people in the eye. You know what I mean? It wasn't like it was an overwhelming thing, but now he would belittle you. He was a big guy. I'm talking about, buddy, he was a big guy. And he loved to play softball. And they loved for him to play because he could knock it out of the park every time. He did a home run every time.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just gifted and he was big. And he could put that ball out. They knew it. They get him up there, and they got the bases loaded. And the pitcher said, "Oh my, what am I going to do?" And Paul said, "Don't matter. I'm still going to knock it out of the park." But anyway, and this is true. What I'm telling you, he would talk to me about a lot of things, and they kind of go with this message today. He told me when he was in school, he was overweight. And he got picked on a lot, and you know how school is, you know, they're looking for somebody they pick on anyway.
Right.
And he talked about these bullies, they push him down and laugh at him and make fun of him and everything. And he just took it. And one day they pushed him down and he got back up. And I mean, he flew into this guy. And, buddy, when he got done, his mother didn't ask him what happened. She asked him how he got away. I'm talking about, buddy, he busted that boy's head pretty good. And he told me this himself, Brother Eric. He said, "I wasn't worried about this guy here whooping me." He said, "What I was worried about was the whooping I was going to get when I got home." His daddy was a great big, bigger than him, man. I can't imagine nobody being bigger than both. But he told me, he said, "Eddie, my daddy's a big red-headed preacher."
He's just too tall.
And he said he's very serious about his family to the point that he's done more than threaten me. He said he's kicked behind them several times. And he told me that if I ever got in trouble with school, I was going to get in trouble when I got home. And Bo told me he was worried more about going home and the whooping he's going to get when he went home than the whooping that he might have got by jumping up and returning, I guess, what this guy done to him was returning, you know, maybe a fight. And anyway, he got home, sure enough, his dad called him in there. He said, "Before I kick your hand in, I want you to explain why you did what you did." Brother Jared, Bo, said, "I was trimming pretty good." He said, "Daddy," he said, "he pushed me down." And he said, "Daddy, there's laughing at me. This wasn't the only time he pushed me down." He said, "He pushed me down several times." And he said, "I just had enough of it, Daddy. I couldn't help it." His daddy said, "Thank you for clearing the matter up." He said, "You was right at what you did. And I was going to kick your hand in, but he said, now I'm going to hug your neck. Now let me tell this about Bo. I'm not spilling the beans on him. I hate it, putting that term. But he has tremendous success and abilities in the sport of softball. However, I knew he'd been called to preach.
Amen.
And I confronted him about it. And I said, Bo, when are you going to announce your calling to preach? And I saw him tear up. And what it was, he couldn't let go of the thing, and he didn't love to play softball. And you can still play softball.
Right.
But I knew God's hand was on him. I could tell that he had the anointing of God on him. He had the power of God on him too.
Amen.
But he'd get in trouble sometime. And he'd come to me in there while I worked there. And he was trying to take it out on me.
Amen.
And I told him, I said, Bo, I'm not your enemy, I'm your friend.
Amen.
I'm not your foe, I'm your friend.
Right.
And he'd cry, and I'd hug him, and we'd pray. He said, pray with me. I'm just getting whooped out here on the floor out here. And sometimes machinery don't always cooperate. Sometimes people, they're not really sensitive to your feelings. They take it out on him, but I'd pull him up, big old bowl. And I'd put my hand on him. I'd raise my hand to heaven. Lord, help my brother here. He's in a battle. He needs your help. And I'd pray for him. He came to me one night, and he told me, he said, hey, we need to talk. And I went up there. He was crushed. I went up there with him, and after he got a phone call, and he was busy, and it was from his brother's daughter, and he said, I just thought I'm too busy to take that call. She took her life that night. She went out in the front yard of the house of where they lived in and took her life that night. Now in that battle, there wasn't no getting out of.
Right.
What I did, I told him, I said, Bo, you can't do nothing about what's happened.
That's
but I said, I'll tell you what you can do. You can do something about what happens from here on out.
Right.
That's right. You know, he was pretty crushed by that. He said, I just feel like I should have took that call. I said, yeah, like you need to take that call to the ministry.
Yeah.
Hey, I wasn't trying to be mean.
Yeah. Amen.
But I was trying to relate to him that he could understand how important it is to step up to another plate and announce his call to preach. I knew his call to preach. I could tell by our conversation that he had God on him. Oh, what a great preacher he'd be. But anyway, I tried my best to help him. I prayed for him. I counseled him. I comforted him. I done everything I could for him. Sometimes it don't matter how big you are.
That's right.
I'm telling you, buddy, some of these battles are tough.
Right.
As big as he was, there were some things that he needed to help of God with. He knew it. He knew that I was a man of God and I would hear him.
Right.
And you know, that I would try to help him, that I'd pray for him. He shared a lot of things with me. But that one day he said, I got up. I get tired of getting pushed down.
Yes,
well, that's kind of like Shema. They've been running every time the Philistines came. They took tail and run plumb out of their shoes, Brother Jerry.
Amen.
And Shema said, I'm not running no more. I'm going to stand and I'm going to fight.
Amen.
You know, the Bible even says there's a time to fight.
Yep.
And buddy, he stood his ground and defended that field of lentils. And the Bible said, and wrote a great victory for the Lord.
Right. Right.
Now, us Baptists, we know it's easier to tuck, tail, and run than to stand and fight. And yet the Bible tells us to put on the whole armor of God.
Yeah, that's right.
That we might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We don't put the armor on. We don't even think about encountering the devil or any kind of fight or warfare. Paul said, I'm not ignorant of Satan's devices. I'm just telling you, there's a battle going on right down here, right now, in your mind.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Right now. Their mind's saying that preacher's full of it, and God's saying he's telling you the truth.
Amen. Right, right.
Amen.
And in your mind right now, Satan's over there saying, you got plenty of time, you may die today.
That's right.
You may not even live through the day.
That's right.
That man in Luke chapter 12, verse 20, he'd been so successful, his crops had brought forth much. He's like you and me. He said, I'll tear down my barns and build bigger.
Right.
But in verse 20, he got God's alarm clock woke him up.
Yeah, right, right.
God said, thou fool.
Yeah.
He said, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Mm-hmm. When shall those goods be? You see, we think like Samson, I'll go as other times, but he got a haircut in Delilah's barber shop, in the devil's barber shop.
That's right.
And he couldn't go as he did other times.
Right.
But Shemoth, he stood his ground. And you and I, we're going to have to stand, having done all. We're going to have to stand there with. I'm telling you, the enemy's not going to go away. We're going to have to defend our pile of beans. You're going to have to defend them children, them grandbabies, that wife, that husband. Somebody's got to stand. Amen.
Amen.
Done enough running. But Bull Mountain of a man. I really appreciate him. Lord brought him my memory in this message. There was a time when I'd had enough. And I had to stand my ground.
Yeah.
I think we all, to some degree, have been bullied in some way or another. They've got now technology now. They can say all manner of evil against you. Been a lot of people took their life because they couldn't take some of the statements made about them, some of the accusations made about them, and they just consumed them. But there was a time, Brother Ed, when I'd had enough. I stood my ground.
Yeah.
Paul mentioned in, I believe it's 1 Timothy chapter 6, he said, my first answer, he said, none stood with me until me. He's standing.
Right. Yeah, right.
He said, all forsook me. He said, howbeit the Lord stood with me. I'll just tell you right now, that came from the Lord. That wasn't in my notes. There'll be a time you'll have to stand.
That's right.
And everybody will run off.
Yeah.
There'll be a time you'll have to stand, having done all to stand. And you know what you'll do? You'll find out the Lord will stand with you. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they were put in a spot. Phyllis, they were told to do something they knew better.
Yeah.
They were told to bow to a false god, to a god of gold and silver, brass and iron. And they were told that they were supposed to dance to the devil's music. They were told they were supposed to bow to this image of Nebuchadnezzar. And they said, we're not bowing. No, Nebuchadnezzar got mad. And he said, who is that god that looked out of my hand? They showed him who he was,
amen.
There'll be times you'll be like them. You'll have to stand.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
And you'll find that if you'll stand, you won't stand alone. Amen.
Amen.
But there was a day, old Brother Eddie, he had to stand his ground. I'd had enough of bullying. I was like Shemoth. I'd done. And now, when trouble comes, I don't run like I did before. Me and Brother Donnie whiz down and hunting areas down there in close to Dareville down there. It's a Dollar General store down there. And we've been there several times on the areas, Brother Patrick. And we didn't go without asking. We just went to the wrong house. We went to a house that didn't own the field and asked them if we could hunt areas. He said, yeah, go ahead. But the owner of the field showed up. And Donnie, he can testify too. This guy drove the truck out in the field. He put it in park while it's still going forward with the door open and it was pushing dirt. And he jumped out and he wasn't talking pleasant things neither. And he was running towards Donnie. And I'm trying to get in between them. And I said, hey, hold on a minute there. He said, who gave y'all permission to hunt here? I said, we asked for permission. He said, no, you didn't. I said, yes, we did. I told him. He said, anybody in their right mind? No, they didn't own this field. I said, well, we ain't no right mind. We didn't know who owned it. But anyway, we finally got him calmed down. But the other option was Ben took off running. We probably got shot. I don't know. But we had to stand our ground the other day. We didn't have much ground to stand on.
Amen.
But we had asked for permission. We just asked the wrong ones.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
And I wouldn't recommend that experience to anyone. But the same God that gave Joseph grace in the eyes of Potiphar, Genesis 39 verse 4, is the same God that gave me and Brother Donnie grace. I'm telling you, this guy was mad. His hair was on fire. There was fire in his eyes. He was not happy. And not only that, God gave Joseph favor in the eyes of the keeper of the prison when he got thrown in prison for doing nothing wrong, verse 21 of Genesis 39. And if that wasn't enough, Pharaoh set Joseph over Egypt. He was second in command, Genesis 41:41. And then Pharaoh put a chain of gold about his neck. Amen. I'm just telling you, there is some ground to stand. And the Bible tells us to stand. And even if we don't, we're supposed to. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 through 14.
Yeah.
And let me just say this. There was a day I was in a battle that I couldn't win.
Yes, Lord.
And Brother Ed, I had run. And I had run till I couldn't run no more.
Right.
And I couldn't win this battle. I'm talking about I tried. I tried everything everybody said didn't work.
Yeah.
And even though I wasn't worth a hill of beans, there was someone that saw my predicament and he came to my defense and but he got on.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the battle of the century. I mean, it was a fight to the death.
Yeah.
And he fought for me.
Yeah.
He fought all the way to death for me.
Amen.
I had no worth at all, but he had great love for me. Even though it wasn't worth nothing, Brother Eric, he fought all the way to death. It looked like he lost the battle, but 3 days later he got up. And not only did he get up 3 days later, but the devil's still running, looking over his shoulder. And that one that fought for me, Brother Ed, he said, behold, I'm he that was dead, and I'm alive forevermore, and I got the keys of death and hell. I'm not in a battle no more.
That's right.
With sin,
amen,
or death.
Amen.
I got the peace of God now.
Right. Amen.
Man, I got the blessing of God now.
Lord bless
you. I want you to know, buddy, I might have been a transgressor, but I'm not no more. I'm walking in the lights. He's in the light. I'm enjoying the things of God. Me and Donnie, we go down the road. We're either praying, or we're shouting, or we're singing, or we're looking for a plowed field. One of those things. Anyway, we enjoy the things that God freely gives us.
Amen.
Now listen, if you don't enjoy your life, maybe you're in the battle right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Maybe you're getting frustrated. You know, Sister Sharon sung that song. The God of the mountain.
That's right. Amen.
He's still God in the back.
Amen.
Maybe things ain't going well with you. Maybe you're struggling. You know, the Bible says a way of transgression is hard. Maybe you just need some help.
Right.
Maybe you just need to raise a white flag of surrender and say, Lord,
amen,
I need some help down here. You know, I don't know your circumstances, but God does.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know what you're battling. God does.
Yes, he does.
I'll just tell you right now, he wants to help you.
Yeah.
I'll just tell you right now, he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you right now, you might be like me, not worth no more than a pile of beans, but I'll tell you what, he gave everything he had,
amen,
for me. Amen. I'm telling you, he lays it all down. He said, I want him. I want him for myself.
Yeah.
I want him to be mine. Brother Ed, ever since I became his, I ain't had no want for nothing.
Amen.
There was a little black girl, they was doing a play. I'm not trying to be racist here. They was doing a play. And the play was about Psalms 23.
Mm-hmm.
And she was all nervous. Brother Mitchell.
Right.
And she got up to say her line. And she said, the Lord is my shepherd. He's all I want. And they all laughed. She didn't understand why they was laughing. That's the way it is for me too, Brother Eric. He's all I want. I mean, he supplies my needs. He supplies my wants. I'm blessed coming and going. I'm blessed sleeping. I'm blessed everything I do. I want you to know he daily loads me down with benefits. If you're having a hard way right now, maybe God's just trying to get your attention.
Yeah.
Maybe he just wants to show you how much he loves you.
Yeah, right.
You know, he reached out his hand to me for 34 years, Brother Ed.
Yeah, right.
34 years. I wouldn't reach my hand back. But 34 years ago, matter of fact, this month, on the 27th of this month,
yeah,
old Brother Eddie was 34 years old when he got saved. And on the 27th of this month, old Brother Eddie will be saved 34 years. I mean, get the balance of books.
Yeah, right.
And even after that, just be overkill. I just wanted to live for him longer than I did for sin,
yeah,
for Satan, and for myself. I just wanted to show the Lord I love him.
Yeah.
You know, he loved me enough to die for me.
That's right.
Surely to God I can love him enough to live for him.
Right.
Brother Benny, I'm looking forward to April 27th this year. I'm going to have me a Baptist fit. I don't look, it's going to be on a Wednesday night, so y'all probably just get to hear about it. But I'm going to shout a little bit here too, before and after both, amen. But oh my, hey, he gave his all for a worthless pile of beans like me.
Right.
Amen. I didn't get any other bids. Buddy, he put in a high bid.
Amen.
I mean, buddy, he put in the bid. Amen. That's nobody right. said another word.
That's right.
Praise God. He ransomed me.
That's right.
He fought to the death for me. He fought to the death for you.
That's right. Amen.
But maybe you don't know him like I do.
That's right.
I know him personally. We talked this morning, Sister Carolyn.
Yeah.
We're talking right now, be honest with you. Yeah. A lot of stuff, the Lord putting this message, I didn't know it was going to be in there, but I'm enjoying it. I like it when God helps out, amen.
Amen.
Ain't no fun standing up here alone, I'll tell you that right now.
Amen.
But he's there for me any hour of the day.
That's right.
I don't never get a recording.
Right.
Push this number, push that number. I don't ever get that.
Amen.
When I call up to heaven, Brother Ed,
yeah, he's there.
God says, silence!
Right.
My son's calling.
Amen. Amen.
You talking about getting an audience?
Yeah, boy.
We can come boldly to the throne of grace.
That's right.
Make our petitions known. What a privilege to pray.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Yeah. Oh, my. I believe sometimes God wants me to pray more than I do.
Yeah.
And I thank God for every time I do pray because I get blessed just
right.
by praying.
Amen.
I want you to know, praise God, he fought for me. He won a great victory. You know that song we sing? Oh, victory in Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a true song. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, he won the battle. Hey, he got me the victory. Amen.
Amen.
And I wasn't worth a pile of beans, Brother Mitchell. He still was willing to come, still willing to go, still willing to fight. He's still willing to die for my sake and for yours. Amen.
Amen.
Oh my, would to God that we were closer to him even right now. You know, I'm not going to say you can't worship God afar off. I'll just say this. You'd be better off to worship him up close. Amen.
Right.
But Bible said he's never very far from me in Acts chapter 17, verse 27. It says I can find him if I feel after him.
Amen.
Now that little baby back there, it's wanting somebody to touch and let it know that it's important. That's kind of the way it is with me and God. I like to feel him every now and then, Brother Eric.
Yeah.
I like to feel the peace that he gives me while I'm sleeping. Sometimes I wake up about, well, this morning I wake up about 2 o'clock in the morning. And I open my eyes and just sitting there with peace of God in my heart. Just communing with the Lord, saying, Lord, thank you for our home.
Yeah.
Thank you for our family. Thank you, Lord, for this bed, for the building. You know, I don't take no pills to sleep. I took one pill. It fixed everything, Brother Mitchell.
That's right.
I took the gospel pill. I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't worried about nothing. That one pill fixed it all.
That's right.
I don't take any medication. Hey, you call me whatever you want, but I'll call me blessed. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, I put it all on him. Hey, and he said, I got this, Eddie.
Amen.
Don't worry about nothing. He said, don't let your heart be troubled. Just let me help you. Amen.
That's right.
But you know, this message today about this hill of beans, somewhere in this message today, God spoke to you. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in this message today, the devil got a word in too.
Yeah.
One of them's going to win right now. We're fixing to have an invitation.
Right.
Now, if you let God have his way, you're going to come up here and say, Lord, thank you. Mm-hmm. Or you're going to come up here and say, Lord, we need to talk.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get together.
Yeah.
I want the victory.
Yeah.
The Bible says you have not because you ask not.
Amen. That's right.
And the Bible said he's rich in mercy, all that call upon him.
Yeah.
So if you have not cause you ask not, and you want what I mentioned and what we saw there with Shema, God's got oceans of it. You can have as much of it as you want.
Yeah. Amen.
Father, we thank you for this message today. Lord, for this hour we're living in, Lord, when there's trouble on every side. Lord, when there's so much danger, so much peril, so much, Lord, going on, Lord, I'm so glad that on the wing of the Almighty that we're safe. I'm glad under your sheltering wing, Lord, we can find safety. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, not knowing the hearts that are before me, if there's a heart right now beating like a chunga drum, Lord, I pray they put feet on it. And I pray they'd come up here and I pray, Lord, you and them get together. They'd be able to leave today with the peace of God. Be able to leave today, Lord, with the promise of God that you never leave nor forsake them. That, Lord, you'd be with them always. Lord, you know the heart. We know the preparation of hearts of the Lord. And we just pray, God, you'd have your way in this invitation. In Jesus' name, amen. May I ask everybody to stand. Get Brother Jay and Sister Sharon. I've called her everything. Bless her heart. Get Sister Sharon and Brother Jerry. Sing an invitation on him. Sorry. I'm telling you right now. Our good sister. You think about what's been said today. You know, the devil is probably getting you to doubt right now. God wouldn't receive you. He said he would. God wouldn't forgive you. He said he would.
That's right.
One thing God can't do, he can't lie.
You
ought to do something with this Jesus, which is called